Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up second hour, we are going to be joined by Eric Utrecht, or just the Trek, for those of you that are out there. And we're going to talk about engaging multiple targets. And in a self-defense situation, not multiple steel or, you know, training for that, if you will. Training for that. That's coming up next hour. The government coming out of California. The government, the Department of Justice, submitted a memorandum this past Friday in the United States District Court, Southern District of California, in support of defendant's motion to dismiss Aries Armor versus B. Todd Jones, or successor named to be substituted, in his official capacity as head of the San Diego Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. This is the contention that, well, it's not a contention, the ATF broke into Aries Armor, broke into Dimitri Karras' business, and stole about $5,000 worth of EP80 polymer precursor receivers, or 80% receivers, if you will, to be complete receivers. They stole them under the supposition that these were completed firearms, and they weren't. The EP80, according to the government, contains a completely formed fire control cavity, which is also marked to indicate where to attach firing components. Although the cavity is filled with plastic, which is also of a contrasting color, that plastic can be easily removed, leaving a pocket of the dimensions necessary to accommodate the fire control components. Hence, in less than an hour, using commonly available tools and no special skill, the EP80 can be made into a usable part of a weapon that will fire. Now, this is very revealing for me. and here's why. They're saying they don't like the 80% lower that is easy to take it all the way, to bore out the unwanted bits. They would rather you get one made out of billet, I guess, and mess it up two or three different ways. Once you mess one of those up when you're making it out of metal, if you go the wrong way, you have a AR-15 lower shaped paperweight. The plastic ones, the polymer ones, are a little easier to manipulate and work. And they don't like that. They don't like that it can be made more usable. The government disputes that its classification of the EP80 as a firearm was arbitrary and claims they're consistent with prior decisions. Look, anything that's polymer in its original state is a liquid. So here's the question that exists for me regarding this. Which came first, the filling plastic or the surrounding plastic? If the answer is either one, it doesn't matter because they were both liquid until they were poured into the injection mold, right? I mean, they never existed prior to being in the injection mold. Now, in this motion to dismiss, there's a lot of people. Recently, Ares Armor, which used to be wholly owned by Dimitri Karras, has now taken on a partner because they have, because of all the legal fees they've incurred trying to fight the government. Dimitri was serious about fighting the government, but he did have to get some help. But it's interesting that they're trying to make this sort of back away from, the government is, they're trying to back away from this a little bit and trying to just dismiss charges against Dimitri and Ares Armor without, of course, admitting that they were wrong. But I'd like to know if Dimitri got his property back. I haven't been able to talk to him for a while. I haven't been able to get a hold of him. And, but this is all about manufacturing. And it's, I would have, here's what I would have to guess. I would have to guess that in the molds for these things, which one plays into the other, and you've got an opening where the fire control group plastic goes, because that's a different color. So that has to go in there separately. And the regular, the rest of the lower surrounds that, and it's all being poured in there together, and it all hardens together. So the ATF was contending that they were building a lower with a fire control cavity already carved out and then filling it in with polymer. So it became an 80% lower. And they were saying that you can't have a fully functioning lower and turn it back into an 80% lower once you've got the holes in the side for the safeties and the trigger pins and all this other stuff. But that's the issue, you see, because with injection molding, you can have those things in there that leave those holes in there. And it's much ado about nothing, really. It's liquid, and then it's a solid after it's gone through the process. And the solid can be shaped any way you want it to be shaped. And apparently whoever this supplier was for the EP-80 to Ares Armor set it up to where there were already pins in there for the safeties and for the trigger pins and for all the pins that hold everything in place. It's not that hard to conjure this in your head. And you'd be able to see right through them, because when the mold came away, that pin that was in there that made that hole in the first place in the polymer just pulls away from it. So if there's white polymer on the other side, you'd see that white polymer. It's not like it was poured in there, because if it was actually poured in there after the lower was solidified, it would fill in those gaps, wouldn't it? Yeah, those gaps would be full of white polymer, which I imagine in the hole that size would be sort of a pain to get out. But we'll see. We'll see where this goes from here. The ATF, I honestly believe the ATF raided Dimitri because Dimitri went out and got a restraining order against him. And I believe they did it I believe they were going to do it anyway, because Dimitri's not some shrinking flower. But it's interesting that they did it as soon as he got the restraining order. The next day they were there knocking, you know, getting into the building, breaking into a safe. He offered to let them in the safe. No, they had to break into the safe. They were wearing plate carriers, they were carrying guns, but they're wearing plate carriers while they loot his store. No guns at the ready, just wearing plate carriers, which that's like wearing a cummerbund with a pair of Speedo shorts to, you know, a pair of Speedo swim trunks to go diving in, you know, a tuxedo cummerbund. You don't need to wear plate carriers unless you're in a firefight. The ATF. Oh, well. We'll wait to see how that comes out. We'll wait to see how that comes out. I'm interested because I've talked to Dimitri a lot about this. Maybe I can get him and he can come on the show and tell us about it. In any event, we'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm encouraged by the state Republicans and various legislatures out there because they've... One of the things I always think the Republicans fail to do is they fail to look outside their camp at the other side and figure out what they're using that works, because that's important. That's important. Sometimes it's not a bad idea to take a page out of the other guy's book. So in this go-round in 2014, The GOP has done just that in the various state legislatures. In 2013, a lot of state legislatures were flooding the agendas with a lot of gun control measures coming off of Sandy Hook. This time around, coming off of the 2014 election, this time the GOP-led legislatures are flooding the agendas with pro-gun legislation. Now, in some cases, it's not working out too well. West Virginia, vetoed by a Democratic governor, constitutional carry. Montana, vetoed by a Democratic governor, constitutional carry. But in West Virginia, I think they may have enough votes to overcome the veto, which they most certainly should do. If they've got the stuff to do it, they should do it. They should overturn the governor's veto because everything was voted for and overwhelmingly going in that direction. But this new willingness to fight for the Second Amendment on the state level was very evident on February 18th when Breitbart News reported a New York Times admission that Republican legislators from state to state were gaining traction by pushing campus carry as a way for women to fight rape and sexual assault. Just like campus carry for women is going to be the paving block that leads us back into all kinds of Second Amendment protections that are supposed to be there in the first place. They're going to make them all kind. It's going to normalize all kinds of things. This was all being pushed in Arkansas, Florida, Texas, and Nevada. And it's advanced in those states and is being considered in approximately 10 other states. This was the news because it marked a turning point where the Republicans actually took away the Democrats' go-to causes for gun control, which are domestic abuse, and turned it into a rallying cry for arming women, which they're still trying to do that today. They're doing it right here in my state right now, where they're trying to use domestic abuse. My state is slow. My state is slow. My state is overwhelmingly slow when it comes to responding. It's like the General Assembly of my state does not understand that outside of our borders, there's 49 other states that have things going on. So they don't look at anything. South Carolina leads on nothing. Yeah, we got BMW. Yeah, we got PTR Industries. Yeah, we got Lockheed. Yeah, we got some industry here, and that's it. As far as legislatively, my state senator thinks everything has been good since the days of Reconstruction. But in addition to campus carry, there's constitutional carry that's being pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. In legislatures like Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, West Virginia. Now, in West Virginia and Montana, it has been vetoed. In Kansas, it will probably get signed. Legislatures in each of those states, they went for constitutional carry by arguing that having a permit requirement to carry a gun is tantamount to having a permit requirement to exercise Second Amendment rights and therefore wrong. Which is a brilliant, brilliant argument to make. Whoever came up with that was a genius. So in addition to continuing to advance campus carry, which thank you ladies, thank you for being involved in that, taking Beth Baca, thank you very much. And constitutional carry, Texas has been pushing to become the 45th state in the union to have some type of open carry law on the books. The moms demand attention came into town when that happened, just when they appeared to have stifled it. Their new governor-elect, Greg Abbott, who's now governor, emerged to say open carry would become the law of the land in Texas as soon as legislation to carry in that fashion hit his desk. And that's expected to land on his desk within just a few weeks. So, looking at all of these defeats that they've been facing... The mom's demand has simultaneously found it tougher and tougher to get businesses and corporations to go along with their request to disarm law-abiding citizens simply wanting to do business in their places of business. And that includes all of the ones that sent out letters saying, please leave your guns at home. Starbucks didn't change their policy. Panera Bread did not change their policy. They paid lip service to the mom's demand. Don't know why they did it. I'm surprised Starbucks has not banned guns at this particular point, seeing as how Schultz thinks he also should be pontificating to us about race while we're trying to buy our European-influenced coffee from him. Just take my money and shut up and give me my coffee. That's all I want, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. The mom's demand are not the only ones losing big at this time. MSNBC recently reported that Every Child for Gun Safety has now been regulated to the role of counting NRA victories across the country. Which is funny. That's just funny. Washington's I-594 was the exception to what is going on right now. New Jersey has always been New Jersey, and they will continue to double down. Now you've got Christie out there saying, well, you know, if I had a Republican legislature, I would revisit some of these gun control. That means nothing, big boy. That means nothing at all. Okay? That doesn't mean nothing. You don't have to have backing to be a crusader. So shut up. I know why you're doing it. You know why you're doing it. Most smart people know why you're doing that. New York's always been New York. Maryland's got a guy who's going to start fighting for the Second Amendment as governor now. O'Malley couldn't quite. He was so inept, he couldn't. His hand-picked successor could not take care of the state. So that's also sort of funny. But we are winning for the most part. We are winning. Despite what's happening in California with Peruta, despite what's happened with I-594, we are winning. And mass is building as well. You know, a lot of states' attorney general do not like the way New Jersey does things. Mm-mm. They don't. Because that means New Jersey is a state where if you or I travel in New Jersey, there is no circumstance by which we can exist the way we would normally if we're gun owners and gun carriers. It's just, we have to make special exceptions. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. For those of us that train in self-defense, we train to do a bunch of things the same way. And one of those things that I train to do the same way is in my preferred gripping of the pistol, to do that the same way every time. There's a couple of things about that that are, you know, a little wonky to begin with. Thumbs on top and overlapping is not a natural position because your trigger hand is going to be on the gun first, and then your support hand is coming in, and you're going to have to move that thumb consciously on the trigger hand to be above your other hand, or at least I have to. I do that, but I have to, and I've had to train to do that. Now, in terms of reacting quickly to a sudden deadly threat, does it matter? This is the question. Does it matter how you carry an unholstered or unslung weapon or where you rest your trigger finger before making the decision to shoot? In other words, does any one of the various ready positions commonly taught in police firearms training really give you a significant edge in response time? Here's a couple of things we do know. If your finger is not on the trigger, it is going to have to move to being on the trigger at some point. I index on the frame, as a matter of fact, on all of my guns, and here's my Glock 26. This one doesn't have it because it's a small gun, but my index finger is right across the takedown pin when I am not planning on shooting something. Okay? Okay. And that's where I keep it. That's where I like to keep it. That is, if somebody's been involved in a negligent discharge, you hit somebody, I don't want to be in charge with any more. You know, I don't want to have another one of those things. But there's been a two-part study by the Force Science Institute in a current issue of the peer-reviewed journal Law Enforcement Executive Forum, and they came up with some answers that may surprise you if you're a strong advocate for a particular positioning. A lot of it is a little too scientific for me to seriously enjoy it, but let's talk about a few things about it. Part one is handgun finger placement, the first and seemingly most basic position officers learn during their firearms training is where to index or place their finger outside the trigger well when handling their gun to minimize risk of accidental or premature discharge while still allowing the fastest possible response to a deadly threat. With the Glock pistol, okay? With the Glock pistol, one of the things about the Glock pistol with a standard stock configuration in the trigger is that, and I've got a magazine and a round in the chamber, so I'm not going to show it to you, but there is take-up of that trigger. There has to be a take. There is take-up in the trigger before you actually get to the wall, which the wall being where the trigger is about to break. Salient Glocks don't have that. They don't have the take-up. When you know when you stick your finger on the trigger that you are at the wall. Now, even being at the wall, you still know that you have some travel in that trigger before it's going to break. My contention would be that if you have trained with one particular gun long enough, and you know this gun well enough, and you have inspected this gun every time you take it out to make sure that the trigger, the connector, and everything else, the same connector, mind you, not a replaced one, but the same connector, if you're inspecting this every time you take it out and you find it to be in fine working order, I may have to forgive you in the face of a real threat prior to shooting to having your finger on the trigger, especially depending on how tense the situation is. I may have to forgive you that. During the testing on a hot range, each participant fired from each finger position three times with his or her duty weapon. Once a member of the research team gave a signal, the officers could shoot whenever they wanted. They were instructed to move their finger to the trigger as fast as they could, and after firing, to wait for at least 5 seconds between rounds to assure that the finger was repositioned properly before the next shot. They used high-speed digital cameras to capture all of this, get some precise frame-by-frame computer analysis later to measure the time in hundredths of a second from the initial movement of the finger to its contact with the trigger. What they found was there is no significant difference in contact time between the various finger indexing positions, with one exception. Positioning the finger to rest on the pistol slide is statistically significantly slower than the other options, which would be like that. Which I don't know anybody that does that. Everybody I know does this, but they're talking about this right here. Starting that from that position, officers on average were only roughly 0.08 of a second slower making contact with the trigger and over 0.1 of a second slower to fire than in all other positions. So the coming from the ready, it's all pretty quick. But gunfighting's like horse racing or like any sort of race where it can be decided in fractions of a second. So right now you're going, Bill, you're talking about violating one of the four rules. That's heresy, isn't it? There's with a drawn handgun ready position, they recognize four positions, I believe it is. No, more than four. The bootleg, where the pistol is held one-handed, pointing down and slightly concealed behind your leg. The belt tuck, where the gun is held with two hands, pulled in close to the body at navel level. The close ready, with the gun pulled in slightly, somewhat higher than the belt line, with the muzzle pointed slightly down, which is my favorite position to move with. The high ready, where the gun thrust forward in an isosceles grip at shoulder height, muzzle slightly depressed. Little more aggressive. That's a little more aggressive than the close. The low ready, same grip, but with the arms and gun pointing down at about a 45-degree angle. And the high guard, the gun pointing up, held single-handed beside an officer's head. Widely trained in England, but not generally favored in the U.S., unless, of course, you're Liam Neeson and you're carrying a gun that way. In one of the Taken movies. think this is pertinent because there's a few things like changing a magazine. Changing a magazine. One of the things I see, and if I were an instructor, I would ensure that all of my students did this the same way. I see on ranges where people go to change a magazine, and they're doing it the way they think they should. And I don't know who came up with the idea of workspace, but a lot of these guys do something they call workspace, where if they're at a target and they have to change the magazine, it's just coming up right here in their face, magazine going in, pulling back on the slide. Same way, they're not releasing the magazine the slide release. They're pulling back on the slide and letting it go forward, because that way, that's uniform. That works every time, no matter which gun it's on. That's the only thing that I think, that's the kind of tweak that I think needs to be addressed more so than where the finger rests in the indexing, is magazine changing. Magazine changing. Maybe the draw stroke. But, I mean, the draw stroke is all about the same, too. I mean, because on the draw, your finger's going to be there. And, I mean, then it becomes a matter of where you're putting this hand. When this hand is coming up, are you punching in the center? Are you coming out nose level? What are you doing? I don't know. This is why I don't train. This is why I'm not a trainer. I just have my particular wants and likes, and you know how I got stuff. We'll be right back on a Thursday. Oops, Thursday. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Get my days straight.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co. The first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. Yes, I know what day it is. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Of all the things I do on rejoinders and going out and everything else, the day seems to be the thing I get wrong the most. I'll have to work on that. Recently, there was a murder of a guy that was walking a dog in Philadelphia. And first things first, you know, the killers were looking for an easy target. That was a given. And second, the murderous villains would not have considered a dog walker openly carrying a firearm an easy target. Now, open carry is being pushed for hard. Open carry is being pushed for hard in a lot of places. Texas is about to get it. So, for those of you who are new, like in Kansas, well, here's a little bit of a primer if you're going to carry a gun. So in Kansas, you won't have to go through a permit process to carry a gun. So think about this, if you will. One thing you have to do when you start carrying a gun, you have to turn up on wide open your situational awareness. That means being aware of your situation. Situational awareness, being aware of your situation. That means thinking about where you are. That means who's around you and what's happening and what might happen. You have to be a little proactive, making sure your environment stays safe. Are you in a situation, for example, if you're carrying a gun openly and you're in a situation, are you in a situation where you're hemmed in and you're bumping into a bunch of people? To me, that's a situation that you need to, you know, probably be putting your hand on your gun just to maintain control of it. The general rule of thumb for open carry is the same general rule of thumb for concealed carry. Avoid stupid people in stupid places doing stupid things. If you find yourself somewhere where two of these three criteria are operative, say a bar with people getting drunk, leave. If all three are present, you should not be. Get out, hit the road. Don't go there. But situational awareness also requires more than a simple heads up. It's also being aware of your own ability to avoid, escape, or engage, and then defend yourself. Where's cover? What's cover? What's concealment? Where's concealment? How would you help friends or family around you? You're not being paranoid, new people. It's just simple, basic preparedness. In open carry, the greater risk is one of a gun grab. And in that case, then you need to be more prepared, more ready for evasive action or violent confrontation. If somebody's grabbing your gun, there's a reason for that. If you have to pump gas late at night, be prepared to run. Or you run around the car. Use the car as a, to block or defend for yourself. Consider your defensive options and then get on with the business at hand. You don't have to... That's right. Dan points that out. If you are going to open carry, maybe you consider a retention holster like the G-Code XST or the G-Code Stock, which have very nice retention bars upon them. Number two, keep your distance. Be aware of space. Space is your friend. Space gives you reaction time. Space gives you assessment time. The closer somebody is on you, the less time you have to react. If you got somebody looking at you sort of strange, or if somebody that you don't know suddenly is making a beeline for you and looking straight at you, okay, all right. Try to maintain your distance. With space, that gives you options that may not involve shooting somebody as well. And that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. This doesn't mean run away anytime you see somebody that you don't know walking up on you. Set up little zones in your head and everything, and train according to those zones. Figure out how close somebody can be to you, and then from that, let's say 10 feet. If somebody can be 10 feet from you and break into coming at you on a dead run, and you can get your weapon out and fire that thing twice before he hits you, it's a dangerous situation. Very likely, if you shoot and kill them, their body, as they're coming at you, is probably still going to take you down. And there's other things you can do too, like lateral movement, circulatory movement. You know, you don't have to be standing still and isosceles stance and everything else. You can get out of the way of somebody coming at you. Now, if you're walking down the street at night and you see a gang of 20 some odd people heading your way, get on the other side of the street. Nothing wrong with that. If you're strolling down an average street on an average day, you know, be aware. Don't worry about being evasive the whole time, but be aware. When you're coming up on a stranger, position your body to reduce the risk of the gun grab. Protect the weapon. And all of this has to be pathological. You have to do this all the time. Once you decide to carry a gun, this is a lifestyle change. It's like deciding to shave your head. There's another threat that worries new open carriers, and that's the police and the bystanders. And, you know, all you have to do is go to YouTube, and if you search for open carry confrontations, oh my goodness, you will find plenty of them. Don't let them put you off. You don't have to do things the way you see them done on YouTube. If you're carrying a gun in the open and a police officer walks up on you and wants to see your ID, it's as simple as showing him your ID. Whether we like it or not, we have a generation of law enforcement and everything else that has been brought up namby-pamby. They're not used to seeing people with guns walking around, law-abiding free people. Whether we like it or not, we've got to get them used to that. If we didn't have the gun between us, if we didn't have that whole thing happening between us, we would have no crosswords at all. And trying to get them to, you know, acclimate themselves to the idea that they're not the only ones carrying guns might take a little bit of time with some people. Might take a little bit of time. So don't let what you see on YouTube puts you off from it. Legally, you don't have to show ID or ID yourself to a police officer unless he or she suspects that you have a crime. And you're under no obligation to school the cops, which almost always leads to a delay and to an escalation of their investigation. If you're going to comply, which you can do while stating your objection. Whenever I do it, I let them start instructing me. Because, well, they're the ones that initiated this. I was willing to walk along my way and bother nobody, but since they initiate, okay, what do you want? If I go for my wallet, I'm going to be going like I'm going in the direction of my gun. So do you want to get my wallet? I never have any issues with them. As a matter of fact, I kill them with kindness. The same way I do everything else. I mean, if somebody... I've been in plenty of confrontations. I've been in real confrontations. And some of you have too. I've been in confrontations where it could really get bad. And this is not one that has to go that way. Unless I choose to make it go that way. So I choose not to. Very simple thing, really. But an armed society is a polite society. And that's what I go by. I am polite. I am mamming. I am sirring. Younger or older, doesn't matter. The military taught me that. My parents taught me that. I'm paying homage to my upbringing. I see it in the chat room. Our rights are important. But at the same time, what I know that is native to me that I've embraced that led me to join the military and do all these other things that I do, not everybody's got that. And they do have to be led into that. And if I'm the one that can lead them into that and I can do it painlessly, that's a win. That's like being in a gunfight and not having to shoot somebody. That's a win. Coming up next, speaking of gunfighting, we're going to talk some gunfighting with Eric Utrecht from MDFI out of Michigan. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.